I'm Jeff Hampton, and welcome to the Legacy Builders Podcast. I have helped hundreds of investors protect their assets and maximize cash flow in order to help them create a path to generational wealth. Too often, hardworking high performers find that the structure of their investments not only cause liability, but also create tax issues. And it is my job as a lawyer to ensure that it is never the case. Each week, I will provide the tools, the tips, and the strategies to create maximum wealth in real estate and other investments, as well as interview some of the most successful people that have created their own path to legacy wealth.
Question I have for you is there anything that people can do prior to even renting? Like, do you do background checks? Do you do it? Is there any other mitigation stuff that you do, or is it just really not, you don't see it as necessary? Well, so how do you do it with your properties, I guess? I'm going off script here. I'm just kind of like, I'm really curious how you do it.
Vetting people.
Because we even had an incident this week where something didn't sound right. They were trying to get in there really quick. And it was like, you know, we just did a quick background check. We're like, oh, wow, they've had like five small claims court things in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like they have a pattern of lawsuits.
That's actually a really good point. I know there are some tech solutions that are out there, including insurers. There's one called Safely, another one called SuperHog, which is they are newer insurance type arrangements that essentially what they'll do is they provide insurance, additional insurance per stay.
Yeah.
And sometimes what they'll do is based on which package you try to use with them, they can actually run backgrounds on people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that can happen is to help put you in a position. You know, if you got a lot of people coming in and out, it's something you got to make sure you pay someone else to keep up with.
Yeah, 100%.
And at STR Law Guys, our main thing is to do that no matter who you have coming in.
Yeah, you're solid. I was asking more just on your like own personal investment strategies.
No, yeah. So, I mean, now I have access to databases and things like that I can actually run people's. They have to provide me a short-term rental lease agreement. They sign off on every one of them, so I know who all the guests are. One of the things I put on my lease agreement is I need to know who everyone is staying.
Right.
And I require them to give me their driver's license number because I need to know which vehicles are coming and who are coming to stay.
Yeah.
And you can run backgrounds on those. You can find out on that. Whether or not, I will tell you this, the more you have to lose, the type of properties and the larger your portfolio,
yeah,
you can outsource that and make that happen. I do that on one of my bigger properties, particularly that I charge, you know, anywhere between $1,500 to $5,000 a night.
Just out of curiosity more, like, why do you want everyone's driver's license or who's there plus the cars?
Great
question. So sometimes you deal with HOAs and they're going, if they go off premises, this goes back to insurance too. If they go off premises, off your immediate property,
yeah,
and cause a problem. Let's say they're going to an HOA shared amenities, like, or a condo. This happens a lot with condos, where they're going to come and park in the condo parking, but then they're going to go use the shared pool and hot tub and all those resources.
Yeah.
What if they cause a problem with those resources? What if they cause a problem in that parking lot? With HOAs, many times they will hold you responsible even if they pick up citations or tickets or cause property damage outside,
yeah,
of your property area.
Yeah.
For me, I say, listen, these are the rules for the relationship on that short-term rental lease agreement. And some people will push back and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. But if they do, I don't know if I want that guest.
That's right.
I'm doing my own personal vetting. If this is a good guest, they're not going to care about that because they're not going to cause a problem.
Yeah. Well, because I think one of the things that's just probably, especially if you have a vacation home that's bigger, like say it's 8, can sleep 8, 12, 15, 20,
right,
and you're renting and they say on paper, like, oh, we're bringing 10. You don't want 30 people showing up there and going crazy. So that's one of the reasons I was just asking on that, which I know there's ways to handle that as well, but.
Yeah, you know, we use, you know, Ring cameras, noise aware software. There's lots of things that we can do to be able to really, from a tech perspective, look and see what people are doing. And we really monitor that. I also have a boots on the ground guy who's literally 2 minutes away,
yeah,
if anything happens and I need him. My cleaners are on top of it. These are all things that we create standard operating procedures for. So if any issue comes up,
yeah,
this is exactly how you follow it.
Yeah.
And now it becomes a business that you're not having to spend all your time running.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, I think if people work with you, you should make that standard operating procedure checklist available to any of your
great idea.
Your
happy to do it.
Happy to do it. Okay,
absolutely.
Cool. So I'm working on your behalf right now. I'm just letting you know, right?